On Breakfast with Vossi, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Michelle, there is a lot of tyre pumping today. For you, you're doing a great job. This text here from Greg at Lillipilly says, Vossi, what a breath of fresh air is Michelle Bishop. Great scoop, S-E-N. You've been seen as a draft pick. Well done.
Wow, Greg, thank you very much. We love Lillipilly.
Yeah, that's it. Did you play backyard cricket, Michelle, as a youngster?
Absolutely. I still play backyard cricket with the boys. It's a Bishop family tradition.
So do you play one-hand catch off the shed roof, as one of our listeners has said? So you got the one-hand, one-bounce rule, but one catch off the roof, one-hand catch off the shed roof. Is that a rule at your house?
We change it up as we go along, depending on who's in bat. Like, Mum, I get everything. Everything goes my way. The boys are really good. Mm. And same with our little one, Blake. But, yeah, there's six and out, just all the usual old-fashioned ones. We do okay. But, as I say, change it up.
Can't be our first ball. Can't be our first ball, no.
Oh, you can if you're not one of the young ones. You can, you can in our family if you're not one of the little ones.
I must say, yeah, as a kid, you'd go around to different people's houses for the backyard cricket each day. It'd be Dave's turn, Jimmy's, whatever. I hated going to the houses that had the bindies, the bad bindies. I'd pull a sickie on those days. It was awful fielding on the bindies. Like, it'd come, just shocking. Shocking.
You were always barefoot, weren't you?
You go around barefoot and you have to play in the bindies. Nah.
Play in your thongs or your slides.
Slides. There you go. Thongs. Crocs. No, but the Crocs weren't around when I was little. They became an invention better than sliced bread. Peter Volandis, the vaccination issue. I will give you the final say today, Michelle, on this one and what has been quoted of what Peter Volandis has had to say. Might have lost Michelle there, but the final say is silence. If you're not aware, I mean, Peter Volandis has said that, basically don't get your knickers in a knot. We have to be considerate of the non-vaxxed at this situation. He's pretty relaxed about how things are headed, whereas you've got the AFL leading the way in being emphatic, being absolutely black and white as to how things run. Michelle, your thoughts on Peter Volandis. In fact, we're just going to get Michelle back on the phone to go on there. Also talking about Ben Stokes this morning and the IPL expansion, which is quite extraordinary. You're talking about around about $2 billion to bring in two new teams into the IPL, and there were 20 bidders. That is quite incredible. We have got Michelle there. Now, Michelle, comment on Peter Volandis. Last word on Peter Volandis this morning.
Okay, so I was shocked to learn that this is the case. Everybody else is getting vaccinated, other codes, other competitions. We did discuss racing. As I said, I had to be vaccinated to be able to enter, to go on course for the Everest. I did do a little bit of research, and I am of the understanding that all Sydney jockeys are double vax. Not all jockeys in New South Wales. But that whole segregation thing comes into play so that, they had various areas where they could ride. So if you were, on the Central Coast riding at Wyong or Newcastle, you couldn't venture on down to Sydney. So that's kind of putting a little bit of light on the situation because people are, I guess, critical of Peter Volandis being in charge of racing and being so strict and now appearing to be a little loose when it comes to rugby league. But I'm with you. I sort of think there's a little bit more to play here and they don't want to make a hard and fast rule just yet. But really, it's not looking good in terms of where we were at. We were leading the way with this, the NRL. And now it looks like we've got to play a little bit of catch-up footy.
I cannot accept that if we reach a stage next year where the fans have to be fully vaccinated, yet the players don't. I can't. Yeah. Look, even the Sheffield Shield tomorrow, having spoken with Jack Edwards there, and let's hope they get a bit of a turnout each day. They're not necessarily going to sit there the whole day, but you can get down after work or after school. But you must be fully vaccinated to get into Drummoyne Oval, which is basically, look, there's no enclosed grandstand. It's just all open air. You're sitting on the hill, but you have to be fully vaccinated. All patrons 16 and over must be fully vaccinated and provide proof of vaccination before entering Drummoyne Oval. So there you go. And capped at 1,500.
Tiring everybody with the same old comment, but you can't go to your local Kmart without being double vaccinated. It's just whether you're into sport, you're not, some bars, some pubs, you've got to be double vaccinated. So I think this is a time issue with the NRL, and they'll come out with something in all good time.
All right. Now, Ben Stokes, so I said to Michael Carayannis earlier, and I'll say it again. I mean, I think it's a good thing. And I love the fact that he's, well, I'd probably stop short of saying they're fighting words, but he's come out confident. He's not here for a haircut.
Well, when you're going to say you're going to take Australia down, people are going to sit up and take notice. But look, our cricketers feel the same way. Nathan Lyon, he sniffed the breeze a couple of weeks back, just like us, when we saw those pictures floating around on social media and the cryptic messages. He was back in the nets. He was looking pumped and ready to, you know, to rejoin the circus, if you like. Josh Hazlewood also came out yesterday and said that, yeah, sure, the Aussies will be concerned because he's, you know, he is a big threat. But with someone with all his all-round ability, it's better to be playing the top guys than, you know, having a very average Ashes series. So, yeah, Ben Stokes back. He's recovered from those. When I say recovered, he's finding a way to deal with the mental health issues that he's had, which are well documented. And he also took that time to have finger surgery, and that's all sorted as well. So he will be heading down under, and it will be a mighty Ashes series. I heard someone sort of say that he hasn't played a lot of cricket. He hasn't. He hasn't played since July. But, you know, give him a couple of days and I think he'll be back in and amongst it, at least making some sort of a difference for the Poms.
On SEN as well, may I say, the Ashes. And just on the IPL story, isn't it extraordinary? You're blown away by what... The more I read about it and said, yeah, two new consortiums, and I read there were 20 bidding for it, all hundreds of millions of dollars, like... What a money spinner the IPL is. And I mean it sincerely. It really is a to hell with the rest of you. Like, this is the most important thing. We're going to add teams. We're going to go longer. We're going to get bigger. We're going to have more players. And we couldn't care less about the rest of the cricket calendar.
Well, there's someone in New South Wales this morning that's woken up and won $1 million, probably thinking they're just, you know, the best. But this kind of money is stuff that this coin we will never see. We can never imagine. $2.1 billion for the two parties combined. You know, for those two teams, that is just phenomenal. They're set to expand, obviously, adding another two franchises, which is roughly an extra 40 or so players. It'll extend the season to 74 games. So it is just getting bigger and bigger. The current model is 8 teams and features 60 games. And just in terms of interest, I can't believe that there was 20 other bids. So the kind of money that's floating around there. And the family who own the English Premier League giants, Manchester United, even had a bit of a dig. Maybe that was just like, you know, they were dirty with the weekend and they thought, well, okay, yep, let's go and spend our money elsewhere. But as I say, $2.1 billion, that's with a B, dollars for the two parties. It's phenomenal and it's only going to get bigger.
All righty. And may I say, Michelle, Lachie Bishop got his way today with Vossi Oakey, just a short burst to Keith Urban to celebrate his birthday. So Lachie sent you, that was a lovely text he sent. Wasn't that a loving text?
Yeah, Mum, you're pathetic. Yes. Oh, I get them all.
For not knowing a Keith Urban song, I think it's a badge of honour, actually. People are saying that should be the slogan of the station where we don't play Keith Urban. But there's nothing against it. I didn't mind the song. I've got to say, I thought the song was okay. Sort of 5.5 out of 10, I thought it was okay. It's just that I can't name any. I don't know, apparently he's a superstar and I can't name a song. Nor can you, Michelle. So that probably ends our segment. All right.
Thanks for having me. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, Michelle Bishop back tomorrow. By the way, great rules. This is a beautiful text. This one from Paul. Vossi, six and out was one of the rules. The clothesline on the full was out. I remember when I was younger, Dad was never out and I had to bowl all day, but they were the best days ever. What a beautiful text. Yeah, memories like that. Backyard cricket, stinking hot days and just love it. And the bindies and all. Fantastic stuff. Memories of backyard cricket and biased commentators. That's how we'll bring the show home today before Matty White between 9 and 12. Text me now, 0457 736 736 or call 1300 01 1170. That's the McDonald Jones open line.